It's Saturday, November 23rd, and this is Brian with the Morning News. Give us 5 minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know to be in the know. A major storm dropped more snow and record rain in California, causing small landslides and flooding some streets. While on the opposite side of the country, blizzard or winter storm warnings were in effect today for areas spanning from the northeast to central Appalachia. Santa Rosa, California, saw its wettest 3-day period on record, with about 12.5 inches of rain falling by Friday evening, according to the National Weather Service in the Bay Area. Flooding closed part of Scenic Highway 1, also known as the Pacific Coast Highway, in Mendocino County, and there was no estimate for when it would reopen, according to the California Department of Transportation. On the East Coast, another storm brought much-needed rain to New York and New Jersey, where rare wildfires have raged in recent weeks, and heavy snow to northeastern Pennsylvania. Parts of West Virginia were under a blizzard warning through Saturday morning, with up to 2 feet of snow and high winds making travel treacherous. In other news, the Biden administration will block imports from more than 24 Chinese companies over their alleged links to forced labor in the country's Xinjiang region, its largest ever expansion of a ban list that took effect in 2022. On Friday, the administration added 29 companies to what is known as the entity list, bringing the total to more than 100. Goods from those companies are presumptively blocked from entry to the U.S. under the Uyghur Forced Labor Prevention Act. Enforcement of the law has been a prominent part of the Biden administration's efforts to tackle what it deems unfair Chinese trade practices. The UFLPA bars most imports from Xinjiang, home to the Uyghur people and other minority groups that the U.S. says are being exploited as forced labor. The Xinjiang region is an important producer of cotton, tomatoes, and solar panel components, among other exports. China has denied accusations of human rights abuses and has said the U.S. law interferes in its internal affairs. In world news, Philippine Vice President Sara Duterte said Saturday she has contracted an assassin to kill the president, his wife, and the House of Representatives speaker if she herself is killed, in a brazen public threat that she warned was not a joke. Executive Secretary Lucas Bersamin referred the active threat against President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. to an elite presidential guards force for immediate proper action. It was not immediately clear what actions would be taken against the vice president. Marcos ran with Duterte as his vice presidential running mate in the May 2022 elections, and both won with landslide victories on a campaign call of national unity. The two leaders and their camps, however, rapidly had a bitter falling out over key differences, including in their approaches to China's aggressive actions in the disputed South China Sea. The Presidential Security Command immediately boosted Marcos's security and said it considered the vice president's threat, which was made so brazenly in public, a national security issue. Back in the U.S., United Parcel Service was ordered by regulators to pay $45 million for allegedly overvaluing its freight business in its accounting, leading to higher reported earnings. The Securities and Exchange Commission on Friday said UPS did not properly record goodwill impairment related to its freight business, which was sold in 2021, because it had overvalued the unit, leading to artificially inflated earnings and other reported accounting items that misled investors. The sale of UPS's domestic trucking business to rival TFI International for $800 million marked a major strategic shift for the company at the time. The shipping behemoth opted to shift more focus to its small parcel delivery business, which boomed during the pandemic as online retail orders spiked. Regulators alleged UPS in its accounting processes had knowingly ignored an internal analysis contradicting the higher value for the freight business. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the Morning News. Share this with a friend and subscribe to us wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.